Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We'll talk about the rollout of the Paycheck Protection Program. Joining me now, Rosa Pizzi, partner with Phillips Lytle LLP. She's a banking and financial services attorney. Rosa, first of all, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Now, we know that the federal stimulus legislation includes this Paycheck Protection Program aimed at helping small businesses. So who exactly is eligible? What size businesses are we talking about?
So I think the number that everyone has heard is, you know, small businesses with 500 employees or less. It's a little bit more nuanced in that. That's basically true. But other organizations are eligible too. Nonprofits, 501c3 nonprofits, that is, some veterans nonprofits, tribal businesses. Those are also picked up here. They also have to have 500 or less employees. And then there's a couple industries where they might be able to go over that number. So the crisis has particularly hit hotels and restaurants. There's something called a North American Industry Classification System. If you fall under Category 72, you know, for instance, if you're a hotel with multiple locations, if you have 500 or fewer employees at those physical locations, you can also qualify. Those size standards also, you know, let some industries, you know, it's like vanity sizing. They get to count as small, even though they're like a little bit bigger. So you want to check that code if you, you know, have over 500 employees and you're wondering if you're eligible. If the NAICS code says you can have more, then you might still qualify, even if you're a little bit bigger.
So is there some sort of a sliding scale from, say, a hotel or hotel with locations in various locations versus pizza joint on the corner? Is there kind of a limit on the amount of dollars going to each of those businesses?
So the industry type, that matters for determining your eligibility based on your number of employees. So when you're looking at that 500 criteria, that's your industry. Your loan amounts, that's based on your payroll. So this program is intended to help employers maintain their payroll and retain employees. So what you're looking for when you're going to apply for the loan and kind of figuring out how big of a loan you can get, it's based on your payroll. So roughly the amount you're looking at is, you know, 2.5 times your average monthly payroll. There's some exceptions to that. You know, if you're like a seasonal employer, you run like a something like skiing or, you know, a snowplow company, you're going to have a different calculation. But that's when you look at your payroll costs.
So when we talk about these small businesses, they are essentially people who employ other people, but these employers themselves are technically out of work. So could they file for this and also simultaneously for unemployment benefits for themselves?
So the loans, yes, they're available to sole proprietors, to self-employed and independent contractors. So those employees, they're going to be able to apply for this loan. You do want to be careful about your timing because this loan is, the point is to be rehired. So you don't necessarily want to overlap with unemployment. So, and I think particularly with these owners or self-employed individuals, you want to be careful and either, you know, talk to the bank when you're applying, talk to your accountant or a lawyer if you have one, just to make sure you're hitting that timing right and not, you know, double dipping, so to speak, in a way that's going to be harmful to you if you, for instance, are doing your taxes later on. But yes, these if you're an independent contractor, you can apply for this relief.
I'm not sure you have this answer, but you have an idea about approximately how long it's going to take from filing for this to actually processing and getting a check.
So, it looks like funds are going to be available much sooner than we thought initially in the program. We thought that funds might not be available till the second half of April. It looks like some banks are going to be able to process loans as early as next week. A lot of banks have started at least preliminarily accepting applications already. We expect funds in the first half of April now, and we weren't expecting, when this first rolled out, we thought people wouldn't get funds until almost the end of the month.
And I really need your help with this because I'm not into the economics, but I know that some banks have made a lot of noise about being upset about this whole idea of the loans. So I'm guessing it has a little bit to do with the amount of assets that they would have on hand to back those loans, or is it something else?
It's a mixture of things. It's a lot, these loans are based on an existing program, but it's new also. Like, this is a new program, so it's entire new systems that they had to put in place. They've been doing it on the fly. There's a lot of, resources, including their own employees, that have to be, allocated to make these programs work. So it's been a really quick turnaround for them, and they've just had such a large volume of their existing clients, have anxiety and want this funding. So they've been really trying to make this work on a very short time period, and I think that's most of the sort of stress you see on the lender side. And the other thing is, if the loan is not forgiven, these loans have the possibility of being forgiven. Any portion that's not, that's going to stay with these lenders as a loan. The lenders just want to make sure they have the terms right for that loan. And the way that these SBA programs work, I just want to clarify, it's the lenders actually making loans, and the SBA guarantees them. So when we say like SBA loan programs, sometimes it's a little bit of a misnomer, because what the SBA really does is guarantee. The CARES Act, which is the legislation that this program was created under, it does offer some relief for banks in terms of like some banking regulations. There's, some disclosure regulations that speak to distressed loans. Those have been relaxed a bit, and some of the liquidity requirements have been relaxed a bit to make sure that they have the capacity to make these loans.
All right. I appreciate that, because I think that needed to be thrown out there. Now, where are these organizations, these small businesses, supposed to file?
So the small business should file through their bank. In Buffalo, we're lucky because historically, it's a banking hub. We have a long history of banks and, being headquartered here. And as our city revitalized, a lot of banks have moved into the area. So people in Western New York, people in Buffalo have a lot of options. Call your bank that you bank with, but there's also a lot of banks in the city that participate in SBA loans, and those banks are going to be able to make these paycheck protection loans. So that there's also banks can apply to be able to participate in the program if they haven't before. But we already have a bunch of banks here that participate. Get in touch with your banker, and they'll help you with the process. The application's available on the SBA's website, sba.gov. They have a coronavirus link there, so you can go and sort of take a peek at it, see what type of stuff you'll need. The type of items you'll need are really your payroll records, so it can be anything from your quarterly filings, your employer quarterly filings. You'll want to gather those. If you have like a payroll servicer, they can help you print out the right reports. you'll want to have information about benefits that you offer your employees, things like health benefits. And then, you know, if you don't have like a payroll processor or something, you'll want to have your bank records that show that you've been paying your employees.
Well, Rosa, thank you very much for the time and the information. I appreciate it. Rosa Pizzi, partner with Phillips Lytle LLP, about the rollout of the Paycheck Protection Program.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.